You're listening to an episode of Your Nerdy Girlfriend Podcast, a podcast all about living the highs and the lows of your best nerdy life. I'm your host, Jazzy, and I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. Hey guys, it's the holiday season, so I'm thinking in this episode, we're going to have a nerd out with some of our favorite holiday specials. I am obsessed with Christmas specials. I love them. They're probably some of my favorite episodes of all my favorite TV shows. They're always full of like little life lessons, which is always cool. But the humor and the amount of emotions that you get, you're laughing, you're crying, you just want to hug your siblings. Like, I absolutely love a good Christmas special. So in this episode, we're definitely going to talk about Christmas specials. So that means that you got to go to the kitchen, grab your Deadpool mug, make sure you put your nice cup of cocoa with the mini marshmallows in it, or use your hot cocoa bomb, and then get nice and cozy as we nerd out with our favorite holiday specials. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking about my top five favorite holiday specials to watch every single year. Some may be more recent than others, but each of them has their own unique reason why I love them. But I definitely want you guys, after this episode, to go to the Your Nerdy Girlfriend Instagram page and tell me what your favorite holiday specials are to watch so I can find some new ones to love as well. So without further ado, let's get into it. Our first holiday special is one that my dad loves and cannot go a single Christmas season without forcing the entire family to watch. But it's okay, we love it too. It is the one I cosplayed from last Christmas as Little Susie, the Johnny Bravo Christmas special. Oh my goodness, this special is hilarious. I love the chemistry between Johnny and Susie. They are absolutely adorable. But I also love the fact that Johnny forgets to send the letters to Santa Claus, and instead of just listening to Susie, who had Santa's email saying that, hey, you could just email the letters to Santa Claus, he just wasn't listening because she's a child, so he decided to go all the way to the North Pole and deliver them himself, which, I mean, I get it, but that was just so much more work. And along the way, meets a bunch of kooky characters, including Donny Osmond, which I thought was hilarious. But I love the theme of the story, as in, like, you know, you gotta share and give, and it's better to give than to receive. But it was just so funny to watch Johnny just, like, freak out and have to deal with all of these things that caused him nothing but stress and pain to get his mama's letter to Santa Claus before Santa packed up the sleigh and was ready to, like, fly for Christmas Eve. It was just, it's cute. I love it. My dad is obsessed with Johnny Bravo, so he always makes us watch this Christmas special, and I think it's cute. It's one of my favorites. So if you haven't seen it, I definitely suggest at least watching it once. It's really great. Sticking with that Cartoon Network theme, our next special is going to be 'Twas the Fight Before Christmas. Now, this one is marketed as a special, but it's actually a movie, but we're just going to call it a special anyway. This special is hilarious, especially growing up with two sisters. I loved this one. This was one of our favorites to watch because this, the arguing between the sisters is hilarious. I love the Powerpuff Girls. I absolutely love the fact that Princess almost ruins Christmas because she's a brat. But I think it's hilarious that Princess did not know she was naughty. That's the part that cracks me up. And every single time she asks anybody, like, am I naughty, driver? Am I naughty, maid? Am I naughty, butler? Everybody just runs away from her. Because they don't want to answer the question. Because she doesn't, like, take things well. And she had coal all these years. And they're like, where'd you think the coal came from? And she's thinking the coal came from her daddy's coal mine. Like, but I get it. She didn't need Santa Claus. Her dad just pretty much bought her everything she wanted. The only thing she wanted from Santa Claus was Powerpuff Girl powers. Which, obviously, her dad could not buy. Unless he could, like, get a lab to create them. But even then, like, he could not buy. And I feel like there's an episode where he did maybe try to get the professor to turn her into a Powerpuff Girl. I can't remember if that's real or not, or a fever dream. Who knows? But I think it's hilarious that Princess just gets so mad. Princess is one of my favorite cartoon villains because she's such a brat. Like, that's her whole arc. I'm a brat. But what kills me is when she asks, what do you mean I'm naughty? And then the Powerpuff Girls name off this, like, list of crap that she's just done to them or other people, like, in Townsville. And she's like, okay, Anne. I'm like, that's naughty. I can't. It's so funny. Absolutely hilarious. The Powerpuff Girls, obviously, they save Christmas. Spoiler alert. But if you haven't seen it, I definitely suggest you watch it. My boyfriend watched it for the first time this holiday season, and he thought it was hilarious. So yeah, I've been forcing him to watch like all these Christmas specials because he didn't really grow up with a lot of them. So I'm like, you're watching them, especially if you're gonna date me, because this is what my family does. So yeah. Okay, so our next one is going to be a Nickelodeon one, and that is the Fairly Odd Parents Christmas Every Day episode. Timmy and These Wishes, y'all. First you have this one, then later on you have the wish where you find out Timmy wished to be 10 years old and he's really like in his 50s. Like, that shook. I could not. Like, this show does not miss a beat. And in this Christmas episode, if you haven't seen it, it's freaking hilarious. Timmy wishes for Christmas to be every day because Christmas is the only time where he gets to spend time with his family. He's not stuck with Vicky, the babysitter. He's off from school. He gets to get presents. Like, Christmas is a good deal. It's his favorite holiday. And he sings an entire song about why it's the best holiday. And he pisses off the other holidays because they're like, yo, we can't do our thing if Christmas is every day. And it's not fair that Santa gets to bring the kids joy and we don't. And then Santa's like, I can't handle everyday Christmas. What the heck is going on? I mean, Timmy is literally the reason that the whole DeRolls book exists. Let's just be honest. Like, I'm telling you, he's the only reason that book exists. Because he keeps making ridiculous wishes out of nowhere. But this episode is hilarious. It's super cute. I love the personifications of the other holidays, and I guess the lesser holidays is what they're called in the show, and how they work together to help save Christmas. And you kind of just get to see how the kids around the world all show Santa how important he is to them, but not just because he gives them presents, but because this is the day where they get to spend time with family and people they love. And there's no expectations for a child on Christmas except for to have a good time on Christmas. And I love that the way this episode shows that. And it's definitely one of my favorites to watch, mostly for the songs and Cosmo, because I absolutely adore Cosmo. So definitely, if you haven't seen the Timmy Turner's Fairly Odd Parents Christmas Every Day episode, make sure you watch it. It's so cute. I love it. Next up is my sister's favorite. Now, I don't know if you guys remember this show, but my sister was obsessed with this show about a little character who worked in a kitchen and he liked to cook up things, and his name was Chowder. Yes, I'm talking about It's Knishmas. I freaking love this episode. She actually just came and visited me. And we actually sat down and watched it, even though she visited me for Thanksgiving. And it was like, why are we watching Christmas specials? But, you know, when you get that time with your sister and she lives far away, you watch what you guys love to watch together. And that is It's Knishmas. In this episode, Chowder really, really, really wants to get this expensive kitchen item that Mung can't afford, and Chowder's like, well, why are you telling me you can afford it? Like, you're not the one that's giving it to me. Knish Kringle is giving it to me. What are you talking about? And all the other kids are laughing at him. They're like, Knish Kringle isn't real, Chowder. Like, what? And he's like, no, he is real. But in reality, Chowder doesn't understand that the only reason that Knish Kringle doesn't come to his house and he won't get the electric broccoli trimmer is with the non-detachable electrical cauliflower trimmer. Like, it's a serious tool he wants. He won't get it because Mung can never make a good schminger bread house. Like, they're always terrible. And if Knishmas doesn't like your schminger bread house, he's not going to give you the gift you wanted for Knishmas. And I think it's hilarious because Mung keeps trying to hide the fact that he sucks at it, and he almost goes in shame to get one and from someone else, and it just was a mess. Like, the whole episode is hilarious because at the end of the day, Chowder stops caring about the electric broccoli trimmer, and he cares more about helping Mung, like, protect his feelings and feel like he is adequate enough to make a good Schminger bread house. And I just think that's super cute, especially because I built my, like, first gingerbread house in years this year for Christmas. You'll see it on YouTube. And I honestly, that was not easy. Like, I get it, Mung. Like, building a gingerbread house, this is just hard. It's hard. So, I definitely understand why he just kept sucking at it. Hilarious. Anyway, if you love Chowder and you love a good laugh and a show that likes to break the fourth wall consistently, then definitely make sure that you watch It's Hey Hey It's Knishmas, sorry, for your holiday specials this year. My final favorite on this list is going to be Billy and Mandy Save Christmas. This one is funny. I don't know if you guys grew up with The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy, but one of my favorite TV shows as a child. I would quote this show all day long. Absolutely hilarious. Mandy was a frickin' mood. And in this one, you kind of get a little bit of Halloween and Christmas, which, if you're like me, you're all for that. And in this episode, essentially, Billy goes to see Santa Claus, and Mandy tells him that Santa Claus doesn't exist, and Billy gets really upset. So Grimm decides to take him to the North Pole to meet Santa Claus to prove that Santa Claus exists. But what happens is when they get to Santa Claus and the North Pole, things start to get a little crazy because the Mrs. Claus tells them that Santa Claus has been changed into a vampire, and now it's up to Billy and Mandy and Grimm to help change Santa back. But who turned Santa into a vampire? And was it the head vampire? And how do they fix it? That is the beauty of this episode. It is all a mystery. But it's funny to go see them go on this adventure to go save Santa Claus and hopefully Christmas. And it all started with trying to prove to Billy that there was no Santa Claus, and there actually is. So this one is funny. If you know Billy and Mandy, you know this one's full of laughs. And there's a huge twist, an M. Night Shyamalan twist, not really, but still. And yeah, no, it's a really great episode. I definitely suggest you watch it. It's definitely up there with one of the ones I just, like, love to watch. I haven't watched it yet this year, but I'm definitely going to watch it now that I'm thinking about it. I'm just like, oh, this is hilarious. I love Billy and Mandy. I love the concept of the show, just how weird it is and how just, like, they're literally the weirdest kids you'll ever meet, but you probably know someone who acts like Mandy and someone that acts like Billy, like, and someone that acts like Erwin. Like, you just do. You just do. And I know you're thinking about them right now. Like, you just do. Anyway, yep, so that is that episode. Wow, all these holiday episodes have me feeling super nostalgic. Like, I'm ready to just go put on my onesie, grab my cocoa, and turn on the TV. And I bet you guys are too. Now, this is just the beginning of my list. I have tons more favorites, and that will be a part of my Vlogmas this year, 12 days of Vlogmas on YouTube. So make sure you guys go check that out so that you can see some of my other favorite episodes of what I love to watch holiday special-wise and get some ideas on what you could be watching this year, since we're all going to be stuck at home for the most part anyway. Also, don't forget to go to Your Nerdy Girlfriend on Instagram and tell me your favorite so I can find some more stuff to binge watch, because I'm always down for that. But yeah, all these episodes are really wonderful. I really love watching them every single year, and they just make me feel happy. They bring back happy memories, and I laugh as if it's the first time of me watching it, which that's what I love so much. But I hope you guys have a wonderful, safe, and happy holidays, and I will see you guys next Thursday. Thank you for joining us this week on Your Nerdy Girlfriend podcast.
Make sure to check us out at Your Nerdy Girlfriend on Instagram to vote on episode topics and to have your voice heard in our What Are You People Saying segment, where I answer your questions. Make sure to leave us a review on iTunes. And if you like what you've heard, make sure you share with others. Thanks for listening. See you guys next Thursday.